Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
How about that? Hello, everyone. My name is Prophetess Luciana Evans with Breakthrough Outreach Ministry, with Turning Leaf Ministry. And today I'm going to be talking about blessings, the blessings of the Lord, and how we can obtain our blessings. And how sometimes we get confused with blessings and what's God and what's not God. Amen. So all of it comes from Proverbs 10 and 22, where it says, "A blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow." Right now I'm going to share just a little more testimony, and then I'll go straight into what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm just going to talk about how when I was dealing with addictions, and you know, dealing with addiction to alcohol, and how it took a whole toll of me, and how the things that I was going through, that I thought that was my way out. So we're going to share a little bit about that, how I started drinking from the age of 14 all the way up to 18. I just, you know, thought because of everyday situations that I was going through, things I was going through with my mom not being around, my grandmother raising me, my dad not being around, I'm dealing with an abusive man at an early age. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. I got knocked off, but I'm gonna finish up where I left off at. So I was dealing with all of that. I was dealing with things that, like I said, that I was going through with my mom, my father. I was in an abusive relationship. And I just want to share a little bit how I started off drinking. I began to start drinking more when I began to start noticing changes in my child's father, which wasn't my child's father at the time. It was just a boyfriend, someone that I was dating at the time. Started off with, I noticed little signs where it started to start emotional abuse, where he would start talking down on me and saying that I won't be able to do this and I can't do that and I'll never be anybody or nobody will never want me. Things caused me to start drinking more. It started off with me just drinking a little, started off from wine coolers. When wine coolers weren't enough, then I started picking up hard liquor, Mad 2020 and stuff like that. But I said all that to say this. I thought all of that drinking was going to help me solve my problems. And I thought because I got somebody that really paying attention to me, that's in my life, okay, God bless me with this man in my life. So that now this is where coming in with the scripture, Proverbs 10:22, where it talks about the blessing of the Lord make it rich and he has no sorrow. I thought, okay, well, you know, nobody else is paying attention to me. My grandmother's not really paying attention because she has other stuff to worry about. There's a lot of children in the house, which she has them to worry about. So I thought, okay, this is it right here. You know, this is what God sent me, and this is where. The blessings of the Lord make everything has no sorrow. Because I thought this was God, this man was sent by God. I thought that it was okay for me to be physically abused, emotionally abused. And I basically totally just blanked everything out with drinking. I blanked out all the hurt. Well, I thought I blanked out all the hurt, you know, with drinking and I thought I blanked out all the abuse, all the low self-esteem. But what I really was doing was hurting myself, not just physically, but spiritually. I thought that this was okay. But God doesn't want us to, he don't want us to be abused. He don't want us to be stuck in a place where we don't know where we're going the next day. What I mean by we don't know where we're going the next day, we don't know what's going to happen because of me drinking. Not just drinking any addiction. You don't know if you're going to wake up from that. You don't know if, you know, that drinking is, you don't know if that's really hurting people that you think that I don't really care. Sometimes we think that people don't care because of the way our life, but it looks like nobody's here to rescue us. You know, if they really care, this is the thing that I said, if they really care, they would have told me to stop drinking, they would have helped me stop drinking, they would have, you know, shown me that they care. Because I was so into drinking that I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that they really were trying to help me, that my family and my friends really were trying to help me. And they really were trying to, you know, encourage me to do better. But because I was so stuck on drinking, none of that mattered. None of that mattered because I wanted to do what Luciana wanted to do. Because, again, like I said, I thought this was a blessing. You know, the enemy will have you so far out here, how you confused, but he'll have you thinking because you're in a place where you're not really worrying. You know, you're in a place where you just a little bit okay that you're okay. Everything is okay. That comes with that reprobated mind. You know, the Bible talks about the reprobated mind. The enemy will have you believing that it's okay to live this type of life. It's okay to pick up something when you're feeling down because of nobody else cares. That's all you have to keep you strong. The enemy has you thinking that there's alcohol, drugs, any of those things. It may be a sexist. He'll have you thinking that these are things that will keep you strong. These are things that are keeping you together. He'll have you believe in that because that's what I believe. I believe that these were the things that were keeping me strong. These were things that were encouraging me to stand still. You know, some people might say that, well, it's because, like I said, I blanked out all the pain when I was drinking. I blanked out all the things that I was going through. Even from childhood memories, I blanked those things out from being molested. You know, I blanked those things out. There were times I would have a nightmare for things that happened to me in my childhood. And I'd go to liquor and pick up some drink just to blank it out. Like, a lot of times, my friends and family had no idea this is why I was drinking. Even people that I was drinking with, they had no idea this is why I was drinking. They thought that I was drinking because I just want to kick it with them, or I'm drinking because they're drinking. But they had no idea that this was my confidence. That liquor was my confidence. They had no idea that I was really trying to, by drinking, I was trying to bury everything that was going on, you know, inside of me. You know, my thoughts. I was trying to bury those things, the nightmares from being molested, the, you know, the low self-esteem from being told that I'd never be anything, or just not even that, just being told that my skin color wouldn't get me anywhere because I was darker than most of the children. These are the things that I buried. Well, I thought I buried. But then when I was sober, think about it again. So what I really was doing was a mind thing. I thought that me drinking, that was causing me to be okay. But what I really was doing was I was hiding the issue. And what I mean by hiding the issue, I wasn't trying to recognize the issue and what was really the problem so I could get help. A lot of times we hide things that we're going through. We may bury it by, you know, like addiction. Some people will drink. Some people will smoke. Some people, you know, they will do all these things to bury the issue and not deal with the real problem. I didn't want to deal with the real problem. I told everybody I was okay. My grandmother even had me going to counselor for being molested, but that was, to me, none of that was enough. None of that was enough to me. I had to drink. That was my thing. I had to drink because I felt like this is how I'm helping me. I felt like, well, couldn't help me. I felt like they didn't really, and I'm just being honest, I felt like they didn't really know how to help me because they didn't know how to really deal with the issue, but I thought that I did. I thought that I know how to really deal with the issue. And I thought, okay, me going to this counselor is basically just causing me to remember everything that happened to me. They want me to tell my whole life story to them. They want me to, you know, tell them everything from detail, what happened, you know, how I feel about my parents, and, you know, stuff like that. And those things, to me, caused me to start remembering everything that happened to me. And that just made me want to drink more and more and more. I said all this to say this. A lot of times we think that we're helping ourselves because we feel like that fix just took everything off our mind. That fix may be alcohol. That fix may be drugs. That fix may be a sexual addiction. Whatever your addiction is, I just want to encourage you today and let you know that God sees, God understands, He knows, even when we don't understand. Because there was times I did not understand where I was going, where I, you know, why all this stuff was happening to me, was said to me even from my father, what my father said, then my family said, everything they said to me, was that really true? And a lot of people don't really talk about this, but the hardest struggle is when you're dealing with something, is hearing feedback from your family that is not so good. So you begin to start believing that because you're like, well, these are people that I was raised around. These are people that, you know, like with my father. I was like, well, this is someone that birthed me. So maybe he's right. Maybe I won't be nothing. Maybe I'll never be married. Maybe, you know, those things took hold on me. But I thought, this must be true. This must be true because he's my father. This is, you know, so that caused me to get more. And I'm still stuck on, I'm not anywhere from the best of women make it rich as a soul. I'm just saying all that to say this, that it's okay to drink. Because, you know, we give that scripture that says, you know, drink, but don't get drunk. That's what we do when somebody comes to us and says, well, you know, you shouldn't be drinking. And then we say, well, he said it's okay to drink. That's when we take the scripture whole out of context. You know, and I'm not here to preach, but I'm on here basically to encourage those who are dealing with addictions and let you know that there is something better than that. I know you probably feel like, well, I know I got to get greater than this. And you feel like your day is never coming, that you'll never be delivered, you'll never be healed, you'll never be set free. A lot of times I like to talk about the issue of why we go to alcohol, we go to drugs. Because a lot of times people will tell us in a minute, oh, you know, it's easy for you to be delivered, it's easy for you to be healed. But if nobody never touched on the issue, they can't never help us. If nobody never touched on the issue, we can't fully be healed. And a lot of times when I say that to people, they look at me like I'm crazy, but I just want to encourage people because sometimes other people, now some people they might understand a little bit, but sometimes if you've never been in that place where you was on drugs or you was drinking, if you've never been in that place, sometimes it's hard for you to encourage those who are dealing with that. And it doesn't mean that people don't love us. It doesn't mean that they're inconsiderate of your feelings. It just simply means that they're trying their best to encourage you, but they really don't know how because they've never been there. Because a lot of times when we're dealing with that, we think that our family is being rude to us and they just, you know, they being mean. They don't really love us. You know, look how they said it to me. You know, you can do better than that. You know, you can do better for your kids. A lot of times we think that they're being hard on us just to be mean, but they've been hard on us because they care. And I didn't see that. And it was so much for me. It was more so for me. It was friends for me that got me together. Like, you know, you have a child. And then I was drinking even when I first found out I was pregnant. When my daughter, who is now 12, will be 13 next month. When I was pregnant with her, when I first found out I was pregnant, I was drinking. And you know what woke me up was one day I said, you know what, I have to do better. It wasn't because they said I had to do better, but I knew I had to do better. Sometimes we don't want to hear other people. But sometimes we got to make up in our mind what we want. Sometimes you don't want to be strung out. You don't want to be strung out on drugs. You don't want to be, you know, on alcohol. You know, you don't want those things. But sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's a pull. But if you got anybody in your family, I know a lot of us may have somebody to even look up to us. You got anybody look up to you. Think about them. Think about how you're hurting them. We don't realize that we're hurting the people that we love and the people that love us. But I said, I made up in my mind, I said, this is what I'm going to do for me. This is what, not just for me, but this is what I'm going to do for my child. And it was a week after I found out, I was saying, I said, I'm going to make up in my mind. I never forget it. 2003. I said, I'm going to make up in my mind. It was actually 2002. I'm going to make up in my mind that I will not drink, that I will not have another drink anymore. Because why? I need to do it for my child. Because I don't want my child to grow up and think it's okay. Because a lot of times we grew up in a household with things like that, with drinking going on and drugs going on, and we see that it's going okay because we see that parents and people around us do it because I see my dad do it and my mom was on drugs, so my grandmother raised me, so I thought okay, my parents like this, so I got to be like this too. But I want to encourage my mom today, just because your parents may got stuck or somehow, was on it for a long time doesn't mean that you can't break. And some of us might even have some parents that are on drugs, that are, addicted to alcohol, and we feel like, well, we're just going to give up on them because they'll never get over this. But I want to say this to you today. Don't give up on your parents or anybody that's in your family that they're dealing with that addiction. Continue to pray, continue to stand still and stay strong for them. I am a living testimony that God can do it. My mother was strung out on drugs for so many years, but I didn't give up on her. And my mama has been clean. It'll be 12 years this year. Trust God. Take God in His word. Whether it may be you, you may feel like I'll never be healed. I'll never be delivered. There is nothing too hard for God. Some of us may even have to take 12 steps that are dealing with, addictions or, AA programs. There is nothing wrong with that. If that's what you need to stay clean, that's what you need to be, be delivered, that's what you do. Because a lot of times people are afraid. Some people don't need AA. Some people don't need, 12-step. Some people just, all they need is prayer, going to church. A lot of times it's different. I didn't need AA. But I got in my words and I prayed, because I told God, this is what I want, Lord. I want to be delivered. Lord, I want to be healed. And even praying for my mother to be delivered. So I said, Lord, this is what I want. God, I want my mother to be delivered from drugs. Because I said, Lord, even if he wasn't there for us, but she has grandkids and she could make it up, and we have to, I said all that to say this, we have to stand still. And then we got to think about those who are around us. Because I have to think about my unborn child. When I think about those who are around us and how we're affecting them, we have to do that. And I just want to encourage somebody today, care what the struggle is. I don't care if you just lost your house last week. If you were on drugs and you were on the house, you've been clean, don't go back because of the struggle. Or if you're dealing with that already, go get help. Like I said, you might have to call someone to take you to a program, a rehab. Whatever your addiction is, don't wobble in it alone because you are not alone. Sometimes when we, dealing with our addictions, we think that we're alone anyway, so we might as well go ahead and, do it up. And if I die like this, I just die like this. That's how a lot of times our mindset is. But I want to encourage somebody on today that your future is much better than your past. It's much better than your past. Trust God. Take God at His word. There's a lot of times there's people who don't want to struggle, but they don't really, they're not so religious or they don't go to church because, things that they went through, or maybe they wasn't raised up in church, or, I don't care if you're a Catholic, I don't care what you mean. If you're dealing with an addiction, go get help. Know that you're not alone. We got to be in a place where we got to say, I can do this. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Trust God. Take God at His word. I remember that. I don't know if a lot of you guys ever watched it. There's like a cartoon that used to come on with, it was like a train. And he would say, I know I can't. He would be trying to pull the other train. And then, I know I can. I don't know. But I say that to say this. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything. And that may be putting down that liquor. That may be putting down, the drugs. be encouraged today. Trust God. Take God at his word. Don't let what you're going through enable you, or don't die in that situation. Don't let alcohol take you out. Why? Because there's something greater. There's a rainbow that's getting ready to come. The rainbow always is beautiful after the storm. So just be encouraged. Trust God. Take God at his word. There is nothing so hard for you. Nothing at all. Simply take God at his word, and I guarantee you, you're going to be okay. And you may say, well, what if I don't get in my word? You know, you don't even have to worry about that. Worry about right now getting some help. You need help to stay strong. You need help to stay clean. You need help to get clean. Get help. Don't worry. Don't worry about, well, I can't do this, because you make one step down and make the rest. That one step maybe rehab, or just go see a counselor. Whatever help you need, or you know that's best for you, get it. If it's going to keep you clean, it's going to help you stay delivered, it's going to get you delivered from drugs, alcohol, do that. Be encouraged today, and just know that I love you with the love of the Lord, and God loves you as well. Have a blessed day.